This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star. Relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
My name is Carissa Boisard, a senior cheerleader at Ritchie High School. You're listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Ritchie Raiders. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
And a very good Saturday evening to all of you here on ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We speak to you tonight from Ritchie High School, where two teams with a combined win total of 24 go head-to-head in the Dark County-Shelby County border battle. The Ritchie Raiders, 13-3 on the season, 7-2 in the Shelby County League, opposed by the Versailles Tigers, 11-4 on the year, 5-1 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Each of these two teams coming off a win last night. Ritchie nipped Fort Loramie in league play by four. Versailles scored a double-digit victory against Marion Local in conference action. Both Ritchie and Versailles were at home last night. Ritchie 8-1 in its last nine games. The only setback, a contest that we covered here on ScoresBroadcast.com. At the home of the Anna Rockets, Anna beat Ritchie soundly, pulled away late in the game, displaying a little more muscle down inside. Nonetheless, the Raiders have won eight of their last nine. Meanwhile, Versailles has played the tougher schedule, which included a two-loss weekend last Friday and Saturday at Fort Recovery in overtime and at Lyman Central Catholic. Versailles' two other defeats at the hands of Dayton Dunbar and Chaminade Julien. Obviously, no shame in that. For Sales, of course, features a 23 points per game score. Justin Arnes, the brother of Kyle Arnes, who's at Michigan State. And then a handful of players for Versailles between 6 and 9 points per game. Meanwhile, Rushi counts on balance as well, but doesn't have that prolific score like Arnes. We all know that Josh York is capable. He's averaging only 11. Went for better than 25, Chuck, in a game that we covered at the start of the season back in early December. But he was blanked last night. Cole Tebby came to the rescue. He pumped home 16 in that game last evening. While Josh York didn't score a point, like Versailles, Rushi has several young men who score 2 to 3 baskets per game, all of them capable of shooting the three. Dylan Perdonier, Jonah Counts, Trevor Monin, Jake Garrity. It's going to be very interesting in this game tonight, Chuck. We talked about it 10 or 15 minutes ago before the webcast started. How does Rushi handle Justin Arnes, who can score from 25 feet? He can take it to the foul line, make a two-point jump shot on you, or he can drive right down the middle, score the layup, or dish it off and make somebody else look mighty good.
Well, and one of the other things that you don't think about, really, if you've never coached or played the game, he's left-handed, and that does make a difference because you're so used to overplaying somebody on their right hand that sometimes they make a move and you're not expecting it. But to defend him tonight, I think you defend him by saying he's probably going to get 20. If we can keep him in the 20 range, we're going to be okay. You can't let somebody else go off with him. I think you're going to see Rushi do what they do. I mean, you can't tell your kids that we're going to do something different because then they start questioning, are they really going to be in the basketball game? I think they're going to press. I think they're going to play man-to-man, and they're going to try to pressure the basketball. And offensively, they're going to have to shoot threes, and they're going to have to shoot threes well to win the game.
I think you're right about that. The Raiders are not going to be able to match Arnes' three-pointers with threes from one player. Rushi's got to spread it around, and they've done that pretty well this year.
Well, they got the ability to do that.
Yes.
They got a lot of kids that can shoot the ball from the outside.
You know what? I thought the Anna Rockets played the Versailles Tigers extremely well for three quarters in the Versailles Holiday Tournament. In fact, Anna had 3 8-point leads on Versailles in the third quarter of that game. Then Versailles played very good defense in the fourth, made a few key buckets, won that game over Anna. Rushi's got to hang around, make this game interesting until the fourth and decisive quarter of this contest. Rushi's got to get off a good start, should be able to do that here at home.
Yeah, they should be able to. I mean, it's a loud crowd. It's really kind of, we talked about this too, a little bit of a disappointing crowd. When you come to Rushi and Versailles, you assume that you better get here an hour before the game to even have a place to sit. Tonight, there's a lot of seats. If you're out there and you want to come see the game, you can still get a good seat.
Yeah, I'm shocked. It's only, what, maybe 75% full?
At the most.
I figured an overflow crowd with walk-ups lined up out into the parking lot. Not the case. Still available seating here at Rushi tonight, although folks will still file in right up to game time. This was an anticipated 8 o'clock start 10 days or so ago. The pregame festivities were reduced from 2 contests to only a JV game. No freshman game whatsoever at 5. So the junior varsity tilt got started at 6, and we'll tip off here tonight more like 7:30 shortly thereafter as opposed to 8 o'clock. So some fans may still come along as this game tips off and shortly thereafter. Interestingly enough, Chuck, these two clubs have played every season for I don't know how many years. Versailles decisively holds the upper hand, especially of late. Rushi did win here 2 years ago by 11, but as I look back over the last 7 campaigns, that was Rushi's only victory against Versailles in the last 7 years. It has been dominated by the Versailles Tigers, although there have been a number of very, very close games. In fact, 4 years ago, right here, 77-74, Versailles won it at Rushi, There were like 19 made three-pointers in that game here. Versailles pulled it out. Last year, the Tigers won over a very good Rushi team at Versailles by three. And I'm looking down through the last 7 or 8 years of scores. 63-62 Versailles, 65-59 Versailles. Nip and tuck battles, usually undecided to the last two or three possessions.
Well, I'll be surprised if anybody runs away with this one tonight. I think Versailles may have a little bit of an advantage just because of Arnes, because you know he's going to score, and Rushi's got to find people that can counteract the amount of points he puts on the board.
Yeah, what you're saying in so many words is what we've highlighted so far. Versailles just a little more difficult to defend than perhaps the Rushi Raiders.
Right, and we watched a really good JV game. I love watching the Rushi JV team play, and Versailles beat them tonight. Versailles has a kid, and if he's got the same number, he's a McElreese, Keaton McElDowney, I think, and that young man had 20, and I was really, really impressed with him.
And Rushi JV's defeated a very good Fort Loramie JV team last night, 54-50 in overtime. We've seen a number of fine JV clubs in the Shelby County League. Anna is quite good as well. Rushi Fort Loramie, we saw Versailles here this evening. A lot to look forward to in terms of boys area basketball in the next few seasons.
Yep, no doubt about it.
Well, we expect a hotly contested game tonight. It's a fierce but healthy backyard rivalry. Can you say fierce and healthy in the same sense?
Yeah, I think there's mutual respect. They're going to play hard, and neither team wants to be the one walking out of here shaking hands, saying good game when they didn't win. But it's going to be a hard fought, clean game.
Yep. Spencer Cordonier, head coach of Rushi, in his first year succeeding Paul Bremington, has done an outstanding job. Scott McElDowney, several years now at Versailles. He continues to turn out one fine club after another. Two very good high school coaches on the sideline here tonight. Spencer, succeeding Paul Bremington, has done a superb job guiding the Rushi Raiders.
Well, you don't want to be the guy that follows the guy.
Right.
And Paul has been here forever. But if they were going to bring somebody in to replace him, a Spencer Cordonier was a great choice because he's been around Rushi forever. The kids know him. The kids respect him. He's really still continuing to do basically the same stuff that Rushi's done for years. He's put a tweak or two on it, maybe modernized things a little bit, but he's done a terrific job.
Yeah, Spencer Cordonier has filled Paul Bremington's big shoes pretty well. Again, the Rushi Raiders come in 13-3, 7-2 in the Shelby County League, defeating Fort Loramie last night by four, a hard-earned victory. And Fort Loramie's not had a good boys basketball season, Chuck, but that Fort Loramie-Rushi rivalry brings out the best in those two teams. Rushi won by three at Fort Loramie, and Rushi won by four here last night, not blowing the Redskins out in either game. Obviously, both Versailles and Rushi playing league contests last night. What does that mean for this evening? Energy left for two teams, do you think?
Well, I don't think energy is going to be a problem. I think everybody's going to be just fine in that area. I think that the team that gets off to the best start, the team that does, you know, they game plan for this. Most of the time on a Saturday, you don't really talk scouting report during the week, and then on a Saturday morning, you'll come in and do a walkthrough
right.
And talk about what you're going to do.
Right.
In this case, I almost guarantee you that both these teams have spent a little more time than they normally would on a Saturday night game.
It's the Shelby County, Dart County border battle here tonight. Rushi and Versailles, we've got the action for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. Glad you could join us. We're on the air for American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Parker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, McCall Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star in Stolly in Sydney, and also a new location in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best local sports page coverage around. these additional underwriting sponsors, Manpower Fertilizer and Seed, in Pembert and Jackson Center and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go just one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings at goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. Hey, what's your favorite thing? John Hip Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. On Time High-Tech Computer Solutions and Wells Brothers Inc. in Anna. 8 expanding divisions. Excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers Inc. A lot of blue and gold across the way representing Rushi, and down to the right as well. Lower left of the jam-packed gym here at Rushi. Black and orange from Versailles. Should be a very fine game here tonight. Versailles, as Chuck noted, eked out a victory in the JV game. It was tight. Wound up, what, just three, Chuck? 44-41?
I think the final was four. They hit a free throw that gave them the four-point win.
You're right. The Tigers did tack on a foul shot at the end and won that preliminary tilt by four, 45-41. We anticipate a varsity game tonight every bit as close. If you are in the area, come on out. Still some seats available. If you don't want to go out, given it's so chilly tonight, well, join us right here on scoresbroadcast.com. We've got the play-by-play and color for you. So many thanks to Goffney Furniture, located in Sydney, west of I-75 on Route 47. High-quality furniture priced just right at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Starting lineups, opening tip are next in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Starting lineups being introduced for the visiting Versailles Tigers. Alex Wendell opens up, 6'1", a junior. He's at a wing. Keaton McElDowney, 5'11", a sophomore, 8 points a game in the starting five. Justin Arnes, a lefty, 23 points per contest. Just a sophomore, 6'5" tall. Brett McElDowney, 6'4", senior, 8 points a game. A.J. Arnes, I believe, is a fifth starter tonight for Versailles. He's at 6 points a game, 6'3", and a sophomore. Rushi Raiders opening five is as follows. Trevor Modden at a guard, a 5'11 senior, 4.5 points a game. Dylan Cordonier is a junior, a six-footer. He's at 5.5 per outing. Jake Garrity, 6'2.5 senior, 6 points a game at a wing.
On the inside, Cole Tebbe. 9 points a game, 6'3", and a junior, Josh York, in the middle, 6'5", senior, at about 11 per outing. For sure, the Raiders need Josh York to have a good game tonight, stay on the floor, play 28, 29 minutes, not get in foul trouble. For sure, Chuck, he cannot produce a goose egg like what happened last night. I'm sure Fort Laramie ganged up on him on the inside. You don't expect Josh York to pour in 20-some like he did early in the year, but he's got to get a dozen or 15 points.
Well, and he's got a rebound. He's got to be a force inside, because if he's not, then Versailles can go out and guard the arc a little bit more, and that's going to take away from what Rucci likes to do.
Yeah, that's a very good point. We'll keep an eye on long rebounds in this game as these two clubs chuck up a bunch of threes. That ball will come spraying off the iron. And the team that displays a little more hustle and tracks down those long rebounds will certainly have an advantage. Opening tip to start the game. Two players jumping up. It's York against Arnes. And it goes to Rucci in the backcourt to Cordonier. Up on the right side to Trevor Monin. Monin 25 feet away. Picked up by Keaton McElnowney. Near side pass deflected out of bounds by the Versailles Tigers' Alex Wendell. Right in front of the Rucci bench. Played inbounds, cross court, designed play. Caught low to right, but Cole Tebbe lets the defender fly by and puts it in, and he's fouled to start the game.
Nice sideline inbounds play.
Execution perfect by the Rucci Raiders. Tebbe picking right up where he left off last night when he drained 16 points against Fort Laramie. Free throw, though, short. Versailles with the rebound, down 2-0. And right away, Justin Arnes for the Versailles Tigers airmails a 60-foot pass after the rebound was fed to him. He tried to float it down the floor for a teammate, but it was too far through the end zone.
Well, in his defense, the cheerleader was open.
Here's York, high right for Rucci, up 2-0, first 30 seconds. Left corner, Garrity, low on the left to Tebbe. Tebbe with a shot fake, then goes up strong. It rolls off, no good. Rebound yanked down by Versailles. A.J. Arnes tracks it. Gives it down the floor to Keaton McElnowney. And he flies to the basket from the left side of the floor. Missed it. Laid it up on the iron. Rolled off. Rebounded by the Raiders. Down the floor to Tebbe. 1 minute gone. 2-0 Rucci. Thrown down inside to York. York bodies up on A.J. Arnes. Throws it up off the glass. Strong. No good. Rebounded by Versailles. Versailles yet to score. With the ball ahead of the key, it's Wendell. Wendell guarded by Cordonier. He's at the Raiders logo. Goes left side to Brett McElnowney. Down inside to A.J. Arnes. Arnes goes below the backboard. I think he stepped out of bounds.
Yep, they said he stepped on the end line.
Not enough real estate for A.J. Arnes. Turnover Tigers. Here come the Raiders. 90 seconds gone, first quarter. 2-0 Rucci. Trevor Modin, deep left corner, on top to Tebbe. Whoops, another whistle away from the ball. What do we have? Referee Keith Harrison says shove off against a black jersey.
Yeah, they caught it on A.J. Arnes.
Uh-huh. Left of the basket, Garrity triggers in, low on the right to Tebbe. Poked out of bounds by Versailles. Good play by the Tigers. Justin Arnes got a piece of it. Inbounded now by Rucci once again. On top to Cordonier. Between the circles, Trevor Monin. Rucci has tried real hard to get post-up action down inside in the first few sequences down the court. Ball thrown deep left corner. Step back three by Garrity. It's a bomb, and it's good. 23-footer by Jake Garrity. Calm and cool. He swished the nets. Didn't touch the rim at all. 5-0 Rucci. Here is Versailles attacking down the floor into A.J. Arnes. Out to Wendell. Wendell gives it off to Brett McElnowney. He sizes up at three. He's unguarded, and he drains it. 5-3 in favor of Rucci. 5:49 to go here in the first quarter. Raiders have the ball deep in the right corner. Trevor Monin goes to the post to York. Back to the basket. Works in the lane. High arching bank shot over Arnes. Off to the left. No good. He misfired. Taken down by the Tigers. Here is Arnes. Shake and make move out high. Oh, Garrity rips it away from him. and then it's taken back by Keaton McElnatter to Arnes. Arnes goes driving hard to the basket. Offensive foul. He ran over a Raider.
Trevor Monin stood in there and took the charge. That takes guts.
It is 5-3 still. Rushi in front. 5:24 to go here in the first quarter. Somewhat of a scattered floor after the loose ball at midcourt. Justin Arnes took off. He did a high wire act and barged right through the defender. Offensive foul. Keep an eye on that. And Versailles sits back in his zone. Rushi attacks. 3 minutes gone, first quarter. And now it's Dylan Cordonier, 30 feet away. Comes near side to Garrity. Third baseline left to Tebby. Rushi runs its zone offense now. Back to Tebby, short corner. On top, Cordonier. Now to Tebby, flashing to the high post. Shot fake. Little 8-footer. Hit the back rim. No good rebound, Justin Arnes. Oh, he's got a trailer down the floor, cherry picking. Keaton McElnatter, broken up by Rushi at the last second. Goes out of bounds to the Tigers.
Again, Trevor Monin, what an hustle play that was to keep from getting the layup.
He has been all over the floor so far for Rushi. Inbounding baseline left. Versailles on the arc to Wendell. In the left corner, Arnes, good defense on the play by Garrity, who knocks it into the second row.
Well, you know the expression, don't poke the bear. The Rushi kids over there are really giving Arnes a bad time, chanting overrated. You don't want to get him upset.
Arnes has got the ball 25 feet away, now 15 feet away. Justin goes to AJ outside the lane on the right. Back into Justin, posting up. Little left-hand hook from 5 feet. Good. Boy, if Justin Arnes gets it that close, you can count it. He's 6'5". Long legs, good spring, plays like 6, 7, or 8. Here comes Rushi down the floor in a heartbeat. Breakneck speed, and the Raiders throw it out of bounds. We're tied at 5, just short of 4 minutes gone. Rushi got the first 5, Versailles the next 5. Here's Arnes out of the arc, thought he was fouled, no call. Justin gave it up to AJ, baseline right. Now to Keaton McElnatter. And away from the action, Garrity is tied up with Justin Arnes. They got their arms hooked. Foul, Rushi.
Well, there's that intensity we talked about. Those two are really going at it.
Brett McElnatter inbounding. Baseline right for Versailles. Monin is zoning beneath the basket for Rushi. And before play restarts, good job by the officials to step in between Arnes and Tebby as the tug of war continued before the ball was even handed to the playmaker out of bounds. Inbounded by Versailles, top of the circle. Austin Kanapke, and now 6'2 junior. Goes to Keaton McElnatter in the left corner. On top to Justin Arnes. Shot fake, starts to drive. Stolen! Borchers on the lead out to Tebby. Look at Tebby go!
Wow.
A twirling shot in the lane on the fast break is good. Rushi scores in transition. 3.5 to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Right corner, Versailles. Pumped up there by Keaton McElnatter. No good. Rebound taken down by Rushi. Quick shot by the Tigers. And a misfire. Here's Daypore on the floor for Rushi. He launches. No good off the heel. Rebound in the lane. Who's got it? And we've got a foul against Versailles. A hand in the back of a Raider. Yep, a fist was right on the hip of a Rushi player who went down. 3:18 to go, first quarter, 7-5 Rushi. Baseline right, Dylan Cordonier inbounding for the Raiders. Gives it up to Jonah Counts on the arc. Counts, the 6-foot senior guard, goes to Tebby. As I mentioned, Jack Daypore's out there now. Daypore, 6'2 sophomore guard who can light it up behind the arc. Here's Cordonier, 20 feet away, goes to Daypore near side. Goes to Tebby, baseline left. Versailles nicks it, and it goes out of bounds. Barely touched by the Tigers. 2:59 to go, first quarter. 7-5 Rushi. Trigger man left of the goal Counts. As I said, Borchers on the floor now for the Raiders. 6'3 senior post player. Lob pass, top of the key, intercepted by Justin Arnes. Look at Owens go. Owens down the floor, all the way to the rim. Shot is short, no good. Defended by a Raider. Owens is called for lifting an elbow at the Rushi player as he went up to shoot it.
Wow.
Number two on Owens. And that's a controversial call, to say the very least. Tell you what, Rushi right away, Chuck, has gotten under Owens' skin.
Yes, that's exactly the students, I was saying, don't poke him. Well, maybe poking him was the right thing to do.
We are stuck at 7-5. Owens couldn't convert. He threw an elbow at the Raider player who was on his hip, just as Owens, who had made the overplay and gotten the steal, went down the floor, and as he drove hard into the lane and got off the ground, he felt the Rushi player nipping at his heels and gave him an elbow. He slung the arm back.
It was the correct call. It takes guts to make that call, but it was the correct call.
Ball knocked out of bounds by Versailles. Rushi throws in. 2:40 to go, first quarter. Raiders still up 7-5. High post. It goes on the play to York. Near side to Counts. Jumping, shooting, the triple. Good! You can tell by the roar of the Raiders crowd that Counts netted the three ball. 2:22 left in the first. 10-5. Rushi. Top of the circle for Versailles. Coming in off the bench is Connor Custom-Border, a 6'4 junior. He goes baseline left to Brett McElDowney, over guarding against Rushi.
Team fouls are now 6-2. So, of course, the Versailles crowd not very happy about the discrepancy there.
Yep.
But I think so far I have not disagreed with any of the calls.
Yeah, 6 of the 7 first fouls were called on Versailles. Ball thrown into the lane to A.J. Harnes on the inbounds pass. His hook shot blocked by Rushi. Hit on the Raiders. Down the floor, fast break. York on the driving layup. Rushi with a bust out. Tigers need a timeout. Rushi's ripped off 7 in a row to lead it 12-5. The block of A.J. Harnes, the long lead out down the floor by Counts to York, who ran the floor beautifully.
He blocked the shot and then got the basket at the other end.
What a play.
Major hustling.
Yep. Raiders are hustling at their best so far. Timeout called. 2 to go in the first quarter. Chuck will keep it right here and tell our listeners all about Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Route 47 west of I-75. That's West Michigan Avenue. Extremely high-quality furniture priced just right for you at Goffney. Go to the website for added savings, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. That's GoffneyFurniture.com. Here's Versailles after the timeout. Here's a dribble drive down the floor. Alex Wendell, a man on a mission, drives into the lane, but coughs up the ball off his leg, and it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, good job again, getting a hand in there and knocking it off his leg.
Yep, so far the Tigers all thumbs. Rushi leads it 12-5. Tigers' tempers have flared maybe a little bit. Here's Rushi getting the ball to midcourt over the timeline, barely, and then a trap. Timeout, Raiders. 1:42 to go in the first. Rushi up 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Am I correct, Chuck? Excuse me, 2 fouls and Justin Arnes so far here at the start of this game. Am I right?
Yeah, he got his second foul. That's why he's sitting.
I wanted to reconfirm that so our listeners knew. Justin Arnes on the bench now for Versailles. Tigers have gotten their dander up here in the early going. Here's a lost ball at top of the circle by Rushi. A run out the other way by the Versailles Tigers. It's Connor Custom-Border at the other end. The 6'4 junior got the field goal. Miscue by Rushi. Tigers made the Raiders pay. Another steal at midcourt by the trapping defense. Here's a pass down to Wendell. Wendell drives in from the right corner. Good defense by Rushi. Out of bounds off Wendell.
Yep, he carried it on out of bounds. He had no place to go with it.
12-7 Raiders. 1:16 to go in the first.
It has been a very physical game so far. Each team guarding tightly. And now Versailles has picked up the tempo three-quarter court style. Here's Daypour to Cordon Yerdecounts. Double team, long cross-court pass, broken up, almost stolen. Out of bounds off Brett McEldowney. A minute, 2 seconds to go, first quarter. Baseline left of the goal. Counts will throw in. Borchers out for Rushi. Jake Garrity back in, starting wing player. 6-2 is Garrity. Ball thrown to York, top of the circle. Foul line, nearly walked. Gave it up to Daypour. Daypour circles, foul line. Hands off to Counts. Swiped on the play. Good pickpocket by Versailles. Here's a run out. Tigers down the floor. McEldowney took it away. Threw it to a teammate. Shot blocked. Out of bounds off the Raiders.
Wendell tried to take it in on York, and York put it up into the crowd.
Wow, is Rushi ever playing with their chins on the rim. Woo. 45 seconds to go, first quarter, 12-7, Rushi. Here's the near side pass, almost stolen by Daypour. Drive, Brett McEldowney, feeds to Keaton in the far corner. On top to Wendell, Daypour guards him. Rushi in a man-to-man. 30 seconds to go, first period. Here's Keaton McEldowney, near side pass to Wendell, spots up behind the screen, and buries the three ball. Big one by Wendell of Versailles to cut Rushi's lead to 12-10. 17 seconds to go, first quarter. One, two, three, passes down the floor to York, and he missed the shot in close. It went in and out, but he was hacked on the arm, and he's got two.
I think the crowd's bigger than I thought it was because the Rushi kids are all in camouflage. I just noticed them.
14.3 to go. York's got two free throws for Rushi. The first is up and short. No good.
Not enough leg. Nope.
That's an area where Rushi needs to keep on improving foul shooting. Second shot, York coming up. 12-10 Raiders. Make it 13-10. There's a swish. 14 seconds to go, first quarter. Versailles down three. Wendell to midcourt. He's coming off a made long one from three-point land. Ball given on the play to Jared Niekamp, who's in at guard. 6'3 senior, back to Wendell with 1 second left. He hurries up a three. No good off to the right. Raiders dodge a bullet late in the first quarter. Still lead by three after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
Here we go, quarter number two on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Rushi 13, Versailles 10 after one. Tigers have possession as we kick off play here in the second quarter. Wendell, top of the key. Left side to Justin Arns, who's back in with two fouls. Arns, outside the arc on the left, goes to work in Garrity. Pulls up, fade away, 15-footer, Arns missed it, foul, Rushi, which knocked Arns down. He was double-teamed as he spun off the screen. Two Raiders met him, but one, Garrity, a little over-aggressive. He's got two fouls.
You gotta pick the angle that you go after a shot.
Yeah, well said. Free throw by Justin Arns is way short, barely drew front iron.
He's frustrated right now, and I'll tell you what, the kids in the stands and the kids on the floor have gotten in his head.
No question. He's got to calm down, play his game. And he drills the second free throw.
after coming up short on the first. 13-11, Rushi leads. First 20 seconds, second quarter. Trevor Monin backcourt to Cordagna. Three-quarter court press by Versailles. Up ahead to Counts. Counts is loose on a drive, breaks pressure, and lays it in.
Tell you what, they're lucky that Arns just didn't pick up his third because he took a big swipe at that one.
It sure did. Good attack mode by Rushi, which eventually beat pressure. Arns, top of the circle, foul line. Fadeaway, 17-footer, front rim, backboard, no good. Rebound taken down by the Raiders. Raiders up four with the ball at midcourt. Dribble drive, Cordagna pulls up, foul line. Needs help. Bounce pass left side of the court to Josh York. Right away, good effort by Kanapke of Versailles, picked up by Wendell on the steal. Down to Arns in the lane. Arns to the left baseline, banks up a 12-footer. It's long, no good. He's fouled on the shot. Well, that's two straight trips down the floor. Justin Arns has tried to make difficult jumpers, but he's gotten the benefit of fouls on his arm. Good on the free throw. 15-12, Rushi up three.
Nice, smooth shot he has, but at the free throw line. I love to watch left-handers that are smooth shoot the basketball.
Second one, Justin Arns, Versailles Tigers, got it again. That is pretty smooth, just about automatic. 3 of 4 at the stripe for Justin Arns, 15-13, Rushi up two. Raiders once led 12-5, 6:40 to go till halftime. Near side count, and he's going to take aim on another three. Made one previously. That was an air ball. Rebound for Sales. Here's a three-on-two break. Arns all the way to the rim. Missed it. No good. Rushi back the other way. Two-on-one. Oh, look at the Raiders go. But an offensive foul. Tigers got set. Counts ran the man over. Good defense by Versailles.
The Counts tried to fake the pass, and it didn't fake the defender.
That was a shake-and-bake move by Jonah Counts. Acted like he was going to give it up, but the Tiger defensive man did not fall for it. 6:24 to go, second quarter, 15-13 in favor of the Raiders. Versailles has not led in this game. Midcourt, Brett McElhaney fires ahead to teammate Wendell. Goes cross-court, baseline left to A.J. Arns. Pivot shot blocked out of bounds by Rushi. How many crams by the Raiders so far, Chuck?
Well, that's three blocks I know of for York. Boy, he's coming over to help and doing a nice job of not fouling when he does it.
Brett McElhaney to Wendell. Outside the lane on the left. Arns, a big-time fall away. Way short. Easy rebound, Rushi. Quickly, Tebby, left corner, Dayport. Shot fake, baseline drive, poked away from behind. Picked up by York. Up and under, deflected by Versailles. Here come the Tigers down two. Tip away at midcourt by Rushi, goes out of bounds. Back to the Tigers.
It's really sloppy right now, but it's sloppy because of the intensity of the defense.
Yes. Each team displaying very quick hands right now. Getting a piece of the pass, a piece of the dribble even. Here is a deep left corner three by Keaton McElhaney of Versailles. It is no good. Hit the iron, went way up in the air, came down. Foul on the board attempt. It's on the floor against the Raiders. Tigers still have it. Fouls mounting up now. That's foul number 13 in this game. Good inbounds pass by Versailles. Low on the left. Keaton McElhaney blocked again by Rushi. Ball on the deck. It's a jump, and the Raiders get it.
He dove on top of him to get the tie-up. I'm not sure about how that goes. That was another block. That was a great job by Dayport not to foul because they fell asleep on the inbounds play, and it should have been an easy layup.
Well, we got 17 fouls on Versailles. Rushi is in the 1-and-1. 16 fouls on the Raiders. 5.5 to go second quarter. Right corner, Dayport. Foul strike, Tebby. Out back, Trevor Monin almost gunned the three. Versailles zoning at the moment. York finds Dayport, right corner triple, missed it off the flange. Long rebound, Wendell, A.J. Arns, he's got it for Versailles. Down the floor to a teammate. It's Custin Border. Out back to Wendell. Keaton McElhaney, top of the key, near side Wendell. Foul stripe, A.J. Arns. like a bull, starts to drive in the lane, feeds a teammate through his legs. Here's Dayport, one-on-one against Custom Border. Stolen! Tigers come out of there with it. Good play by Versailles. Still a two-point game. Rushi leads. 4:45 to go, second quarter. Baseline right, Custom Border, circles into the paint. Loops a pass out back to Brett McElnowney. Far side to Keaton. Keaton McElnowney. Good give and go to Wendell. Down the middle of the paint. He darts to the rim and shovels it through. Good play. Wendell on the finish for the Tigers, who tied the game at 15. 4:20 left till halftime. Tubby foul line for Rushi. Turns around. Gives to Dayport. Shot fake. Here's Trevor Monin. Thought about the three. Goes near side to Verdonier. Zone defense for the Tigers, thwarting Rushi at the moment. In the lane, Tebby gives it up left corner. Long triple thrown up there by Cordano, around and out. Foul, Tigers. Three free throws. Is that the call, Chuck?
Yep.
Yep, Dylan Cordano nearly sank it from 24 feet. He was tagged on the wrist as he let it go. He's at the stripe for a trio of shots. First one, rim, backboard, rim twice and in. He will take it. 16-15, Rushi up one, 4:04 to go, second quarter. Second shot, Cordano, nothing but cord on this one. 17-15, Raiders. Wholesale changes for Versailles. Jared Niekamp back in, 6'3 senior. Justin Arnes had been out for a blow. He's back on the floor now for the Tigers. All three free throws connected by the foul shooter, Dylan Cordano of Rushi. And the Raiders own a three-point lead, 18-15. 4 minutes even to go, second quarter. Justin Arnes in backcourt. Up the right side to Custom Border. Over the timeline, back to Arnes. Hovering over him is Monin. Trevor guards him. No look pass by Justin Arnes. Down inside to a teammate, Jared Niekamp. Blocked by Rushi. Saved by York. What a play. York inbounds to Trevor Monin. Well, that's at least a half a dozen blocks around the rim with the Rushi Raiders.
Well, York has been a monster in their defensive
game. Versailles has three blocks on its own. Here's a foul line jumper. Pulling up as Connor Monin was open. It hit the rim twice and fell off. Tough break for him. Rebound Tigers. 3:25 to go, second quarter. Oh, here's a nifty drive into the lane. Brett McElnowney's handcuffed as he goes to the iron, and he is going to get two.
One strange anomaly in this game, there has not been an offensive rebound.
That means the defensive clubs are blocking out quite nicely, flexing their muscle down inside, screening off those potential offensive rebounders. So the defensive rebounding players in this game having their way so far. The first free throw, no good by Brett McElnowney. The second up and in, right on the money. 18-16, Rushi up one. 3:18 to go, first half. Midcourt, Trevor Monin. Zone defense is stretched to 30 feet away from the goal by Versailles. Cross-court pass counts. Foul line, York. Turnaround 14-footer. Strong, no good. And the rebound is yanked off the glass by Brett McElnowney. There's that forceful defensive rebounding again, Chuck. Here's Custom Border, left corner for Versailles. Attracts two players. Gives it up to Niekamp in the lane. He slips toward the rim. Gets around a Rushi player. Missed it short. No good. Rebound Trevor Monin. Down to counts. Still a two-point lead, Rushi. Counts. Dribble drive through the paint. Outside to Connor Monin. Lets it fly. 23-footer. In and out. No good. Rebound to Keaton McElnowney for Versailles. He's off and running over midcourt. Meanwhile, away from the dribbler. Offensive foul, Tigers. And again, Versailles unhappy with the choice by the referee.
He just ran right over him. Just because he doesn't have the ball doesn't mean you have to run through a defender, and that's what he did.
Exactly right. 2:33 to go, second quarter. Low scoring game. 18-16 in favor of Rushi. Very tightly played defensively. We've had in excess of 10 blocks around the rim. York threw it to Trevor Monin, coming out to catch Connor Monin for Rushi. To York in the top of the circle. Right side to Trevor. 2:12 to go, second quarter. Ball thrown into the post, knocked back out of the arc to Counts. Long, high arching three, short, didn't catch iron. For Sales on the rebound, long pass to Keaton McElnatty, missed it. He was too far beneath the basket. Rushi got the rebound. 1:50 to go, second quarter. Here's York, looks back door, no one there. Near side to Trevor Monning. He swings it straight away to Counts. Doesn't shoot the foul line, jumper gives to York, down the lane, short, no good, got it back and put it in. There's an offensive rebound. Yep, Josh York got one and tossed in the rebound shot. A deuce by York, 4-point lead, Rushi. 1:25 to go, second quarter. Outside the arc on the left, here's a high arching 3-point shot thrown in by A.J. Arns. I should say Austin Konapke, number zero Konapke, 6'2 junior. Boy, that was way up in the atmosphere here at Rushi. A skyscraper of a three. That's a big lift for the Tigers. Coming right back is Rushi. Three ball, Connor Madden. Good! 23-19 Raiders as Konapke and Connor Madden match triples. 52 seconds to go, first half. Another try. Three-pointer, Konapke again. Good again. Wow. It's heating up here at Rushi.
That was really good defense that time. What a great job of shooting over top of the hand.
Austin Konapke has got a very high looping three ball. Difficult to defend. 30 seconds to go, first half. Rushi up one. Here's a walk in the lane. Stutter steps on the play for the Raiders. In off the bench for Rushi is senior Luke Bussey. B-U-S-S-E, pronounced Bussey. He walked, getting some playing time. Shuffled his feet below the foul stripe. Now Versailles down one, Chuck. A chance to take the lead before the break. 20 seconds to go. Ball looped to Wendell. Let's see if they can find Austin Konapke again. Wendell dribbling near midcourt. Goes near side to Niekamp. Back to Wendell. There's Konapke in the right corner, over guarding Rushi. They were on the lookout for Konapke and fouled him. And it's the one and one with 6.6 to go. Well, if the Versailles Tigers have a lead at intermission, it's because of a super second quarter by Austin Konapke. The 6'2 junior's at the stripe. One and one, and he's got it. He shoots free throws just like threes. All net. We're tied at 23. Versailles aims for its first lead. Second shot, Konapke. No good. Off the heel. Long rebound to Counts. 4 seconds to go. Stolen by Versailles. And a dunk. A dunk by Greg McElnatty at the buzzer. Oh, my goodness. Rushi got careless. The Raiders a little sloppy, trying to get up the floor in a hurry after the second missed free throw by Austin Konapke. And darned if the Raiders didn't make a hurried pass. Versailles took it away. And a slam jam by Brett McElnatty, number 15. He got the flush at the buzzer. Big turn of events for the Versailles Tigers, who scored 9 points, Chuck, in the last 1 minute of the first half of play. 9 points by the Tigers in the last 60 seconds of the second quarter. To lead by two here at intermission over Rushi, 25-23. Coming up next, our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets
sites in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown, colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee, halftime at Rushi on this Saturday night. It's the Shelby-Dark County border battle between Rushi and Versailles, and the Tigers have their first lead of this game, 25-23. They inched ahead of Rushi right at the very end of the first half on a slam dunk by Brett McEldowney after a steal by the Tigers. Raiders got in too much of a hurry after the second free throw missed by Austin Kanapke of Versailles. Austin Kanapke with a big second quarter, 7 points for the Tigers to spark Versailles to the two-point halftime lead. Our report here at the break brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, it's a two-point game, but I guarantee you that the Versailles locker room is feeling better about the first half than Rushi is, because they're up two, and Arne scored five, only one basket, hit three free throws, didn't get a whole lot of time in the first half.
No.
Rebounding 12-12, Rushi has the only offensive rebound, 9 turnovers for the Raiders, 7 for the Tigers. Rushi 4-6 from the free throw line. Versailles was 5-8. The Tigers led in scoring by Austin Kanapke off the bench. He scored 7, 2 threes and a free throw in the second quarter. They got 6 from Brett McEldowney, and that dunk really ignited the crowd.
Yep.
The only advantage to Rushi is it was at the end of the half, so that kind of loses the momentum as they come out for the second half. 5 for Wendell, 5 for Justin Arnes, and Custom Border has 2. They scored 10 and 15 for 25 in the first half. For the Raiders, they were led in scoring by Jonah Counts with 5 and Josh York with 5, and then they got 4 from Tebby and 3 each from Connor Monin, Dylan Cordonier, and Jake Garrity. They scored 13 and 10, 23-25. Versailles leads at the half.
Certainly Austin Kanapke made a difference in that second quarter for the Tigers, and I thought their zone defense really tightened down the screws for the Tigers' defensive play. Rushi found scoring difficult to come by. Latter 4 minutes of that second quarter, they appeared to be out of their element offensively, working the ball. Didn't get it down inside for good, clear shots at the basket.
Yeah, they're not really shooting the ball well, and that hurts them when they're missing threes.
Yep.
They're getting some good looks at the threes. They're just not dropping.
No.
But that zone, you're right, the zone has done a nice job for Versailles, because usually when you play a zone, you don't necessarily rebound well out of it, but they've done a good job of limiting Rushi to just one offensive rebound in the first half.
Yeah, both teams have been rebounding very well defensively in this game. Rushi's got several blocks. Good comeback by the Versailles Tigers, who once trailed in this game by as many as 7 at 12-5 late in that first quarter. Got the game tied up at 15. Rushi went back at 18-15. And then the Tigers with a great finish to that second quarter to lead by 2 at the half.
Well, the start of the third quarter is really crucial. It always is, but it's really crucial for Rushi because they do not need Versailles to come out, keep that momentum going, and get some kind of a lead, because if they do, it could be a long second half for the Raiders.
You're right. If Arns gets untracked here at the outset of the second half, it could be tough sledding for the Raiders over the last two quarters of this game. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Halftime tally, once again, 25-23 for Sales over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewey of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter Reggie injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
So many thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success here on scoresbroadcast.com at the halftime, and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast 10 years ago. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center once moved to Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And tonight we take a look at the rosters of these two teams, the Rushi Raiders and the Versailles Tigers, and we are going to highlight the seniors for you. For the Rushi, a number of them, and we'll run them down. These are 12th graders for the Raiders: Jonah Counts, Connor Monin, Trevor Monin, Jake Garrity, a senior, also Caleb Ball, a senior, Lucas Bussey, a senior, Clay Borchers, a 12th grader, Josh York, a senior. Always seems like the Raiders are able to reload very fast. They've done so since last season, and we'll do it again next year with a very fine JV club coming up. But we do salute the seniors for the Rushi Raiders, a number of them, as we noted. Thanks very much to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, which highlights success on the basketball floor and in the classroom, too. We salute the seniors from Rushi. Thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Shelby County, Ohio.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships, so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Jack, I want to correct something that I started the game with. I said that the JV player that scored 20 was McEldowney. It was Kyle Jones, and I want to make sure that we got that young man the recognition he deserves.
It was not Keaton McEldowney. It was Kyle Jones for the Versailles JVs, who played so splendidly in that preliminary tilt.
And while we were chatting, Arns just picked up his third foul on a charge.
9 seconds into the third quarter, and believe it or not, Justin Arns has offensive foul number 3 in this game tonight. 3 fouls on Arns, and right away he sits down, and that's a break for the Rushi Raiders, who were down 2, and it looked like Rushi might have to go against Arns and the Tigers at full force to start the second half, but not so. Rushi's got the ball, forecourt, right below us. Ball throw to Tebby in the paint. Spin move. Squares up right in front of McElhaney, who blocks it. Loose ball picked up by Garrity. He missed it. Tebby gets it. Tebby up strong. Yes, for 2 points. 25-25. Long pass down the floor. It's a wild one for Kanapke of Versailles. He saves it right back into a Raider, though. Down the floor to Tebby. Boy, these two teams have tried to move down the floor a few times at a pell-mell pace and have thrown it away. Outside the arc, Cordonier, deep left corner, Garrity. Garrity, high arching floater, three-point land, long, weak side rebound, Monin. Trevor Monin's got it for Rushi, resets the attack. A minute gone here in the third quarter, tied at 25. High post, York. On a weave, it goes to Cordonier. Driving layup, good, he's got it. Four straight by Rushi to start the third. 27-25 Raiders. Here is Wendell, midcourt for Versailles. Gives it up near side to Keaton McElhaney. He starts to drive, back out to Wendell. No, Justin Arns on the court at the moment. Oh, here's a bad dribble, stolen by Monin. Trevor down the floor, blocked at the rim. Foul against Wendell of Versailles.
Yeah, they look to be way out of sync right now, and I'm sure it's tough for them to look over there and see Arns still sitting on the sidelines.
Yeah, Wendell was running the offense out high. That trip down the floor for Versailles. He looked up to find a teammate, took his eye off the Rushi defender who swiped it. Trevor Monin, two foul shots. The first is good. 28-25 in favor of the Raiders, who were down briefly very late in that second quarter on a buzzer-beating dunk by Brett McElhaney. That foul shot lips the rim. No good. Rebounded by the Tigers. Quickly down the floor in the right corner. Custom Border drives. Throws it out back to Kanapke. But before Custom Border can release the pass, he barrels right through a Raider. For a brief second, some extracurricular activity. The official stepped in, backed the players away.
Well, Versailles players are losing their cool right now. They need to get back into it. I mean, it's a three-point game, for God's sakes.
Yep. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Here's a lob pass down inside, fed by Cordonier for Tebby. Bobbles off his knee, goes out of bounds. He couldn't hang on. It fell to his leg, and he booted it right off the floor. That was a pass by Rushi in tight quarters, couldn't convert it. There's Versailles, McElhaney midcourt. He's guarded well, can't find an open player, not over the timeline. And instead, Versailles takes a timeout to save the possession. 5:55 to go in the third. Three-point game, Rushi in the lead on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the Dickman Supply scoreboard, Rushi 28, Versailles 25. Chuck, how many fouls have we had tonight that have been offensive or collisions that have occurred? The ones that have taken place after the offensive player's given up the ball, he's then run through a defender.
Oh, it's close. He's got to be close to double figures.
Yeah, eight or nine anyway. Here's Keaton McElhaney driving for Versailles. Slips a defender and then splits two men and scores. Nice play by Keaton McElhaney. And then Rushi, in its anxiety, tries to get down the floor very quick and makes a bad pass out of bounds. 28-27. Versailles down one. Good timeout a moment ago by Scott McElhaney, head coach of the Tigers. He called a play, and his team ran it beautifully and got 2 points by Keaton McElhaney. Here's Wendell on the arc. Near side to Austin Kanapke. Left corner, Brett McElhaney. And the ball is pried away by Rushi. It's on the deck. Trevor Monin jumps on it, and he signals a timeout. 5:14 to go, third quarter. Rushi up one, 28-27. We will keep it here and let you know all about Adams Tech Solutions in and near McCartyville. On-time, high-tech computer solutions to assist small businesses in the area.
remote management, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, iPads. Adam Reiss, R-E-I-S-S. Adams Tech Solutions, high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948, 538-6948. Adam Reiss, R-E-I-S-S. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Rushi up one with the ball. Trevor Munn races down the floor, finds an open player inside Debbie. Shot faked, and it's blocked, whipped away from behind. It's on the floor. Cordonier covers it. Rushi still has it. On the arc to York. York dribbles after he took a step or two. And official Keith Harrison promptly says, "You walk with the ball." That's a good call.
Hard game to officiate, and so far really kind of a hard game to play offensively.
Yeah, no flow to it whatsoever. Here's Keaton McElnatty down the lane for Versailles. Bad shot right in front. Tried to flip backward over his head. Couldn't make it. Rushi the other way. Left corner, York. Outside to Dylan Cordonier. Into the post to York, over guarding A.J. Orange from behind.
And again, there's 14 fouls already on Versailles. Rushi has none, just like the start of the game.
Uh-huh. Yep, in a close game, the team that reaches the 1-1 sooner can make a difference. Especially in the second half. We have counts on the floor for Cordonier for Rushi. Again, Justin Orange for Versailles has been on the bench. And we still don't see 32 out there. He's got three personal fouls. All of them charging. Inbound, Rushi bobbled, knocked away Tigers, and Versailles has got it. Another miscue. And then stolen right back by Rushi. Long throw to Garrity for the cripple at the other end. 2 points. He got the chippy. 30-27 Rushi. Wendell, top of the circle. Gives it up to Brett McElnatty. Near side, it goes to Jared Niekamp. Niekamp's got a little avenue, makes a drive, a left-handed runner, in and out, no good, foul Raiders.
Well, so far, Rushi's playing with a lot more poise than Versailles is tonight.
I'd agree. Two free throws, Niekamp. 4:07 to go, third quarter, Rushi up three. First foul shot by Niekamp in the air, and it's in, out, bounces off. The rim's pretty tight here tonight at Rushi, at least it would seem so, given the number of in and outs and unfavorable bounces on the rim for the shooters. Second one, up the Niekamp, that was way off. Rebound, volleyballed around, York's got it, tug of war for it, tie up, it belongs to the Raiders. 4:05 remaining. Third quarter of this game, 30-27. Rushi ball. It'll be inbounded by Tebby. Down to her left. Eight players in backcourt. It goes to Cordonier. Token pressure by the Tigers, who now relent. Here comes Cordonier, top of the circle. Left corner counts. He goes baseline around a man. Drive. He scores. What a burst by Counts. Kind of reminded me last night.
Couldn't ready to say the same exact thing. Looked like the end of the Sydney game last night.
Yep, when Andre Gordon made the quick dart to the basket and got the buzzer beater. Counts did it right there. Rushi up a five now. 3.5 left here in the third quarter. And as Versailles throws the ball to the right side of the court, holding foul on Rushi. Raiders have got two here in the second half. Versailles four. McElnatty, the playmaker, right of the rim. And before we can get the inbounds play, the officials got to separate a couple players. Referee says no more. A lot of jostling going on between Niekamp and, I think, Cordonier. Inbounding Versailles into Niekamp. Right back to the three-point shooter, right corner.
Wow.
Bingo! A fall-away triple. Well done by Brett McElnatty. He made the inbounds pass, got the ball back, and buried it. 32-30. Rushi up two. Cordonier, straightaway Daypour, setting, shooting for Rushi. No good, it's long. Rebound tipped around by Tebby. Into the hands of the Tiger. Gotten back by Tebby. Gives it up to Cordonia. Baseline left, shut off. Ball thrown to the post to Tebby. Back to the basket. Goes to work on Niekamp. Fall away, 10-footer. Missed it. Walked anyway. Good call by the referee.
Yeah, he kind of dropped his head and forced his way in. I mean, you're not going to get that shot off.
Tell you what, Chuck, this game is being officiated beautifully given how tough this one is to referee.
Yeah, they are doing a terrific job.
Uh-huh. 32-30, Rushi, 2:45 to go, third quarter. McElhaney again, top of the key, falling down, shoots the triple, missed it off the flange. The ball's on the floor. A white shirt tries to scrape it off the hardwood. A black shirt tries to dig it off the floor. It's ruled a jump. It'll stay with the Tigers with 2:40 to play, third quarter, 32-30 in favor of Rushi. Brett McElhaney has been assertive here in the last couple minutes for the Tigers. Good inbounds pass right in front to Konapke. A little baby jumper, five-footer, got it. 32-all, 2:33 left, third quarter. Nicely done inbounds action by the Tigers who convert. Here's Counts outside the arc for Rushi. Foul line, no-look pass to York. York outside the lane to the right, tries a fall-away shot. After he barged into a Tiger defender, yep, he lowered the shoulder.
And they've been consistent. They have called that a charge all night, and that absolutely is a charge.
Uh-huh. 2:19 remaining here in the third, 32-32. Five straight points for the Tigers, who can sneak back ahead right here. Midcourt Wendell, right side pass, custom border. He's triple teamed, back to Wendell. Wendell goes near side to Konapke. Over guarding foul against a Rushi Raider. Well, Versailles amassed the first four fouls to start the third quarter. Rushi has come right back with four on its own. Four apiece. 2 minutes to go in the third. 32-32. Versailles with the ball 25 feet away. Brett McElhaney with a daring drive. Goes in among the trees. Rushi gets there late. That's ruled a defensive foul on Borchers, and that's the right call. And McElhaney was in the act of shooting. Tell you what, he's been like a bull the last two or three minutes, Chuck.
Yeah, he's had a terrific game.
He is determined. Brett McElhaney, free throw line for Versailles. It is good.
He's picked up the scoring slack. He's got 10.
And it's 33-32 in favor of the Tigers, who scored six straight. Rushi led 32-27 2 minutes ago. It's now 33-32 Versailles. 1:54 remaining, third quarter. Second shot, Brett McElhaney, way short, stiff-armed it. Rebound down to Trevor Monin for Rushi. Into the forecourt. 1:48 to go. Third quarter. Raiders down one now. On the arc, Counts, ball high overhead. Gives it up left side to Trevor. Left corner, Connor Monin. Back to Trevor, 25 feet out. Near side, Cordonia. Wendell on him. Ball thrown to the cutter. Trevor on the block. Back to the basket. Can't shoot. Gives it up to Connor. Near side, Cordonia. High arching three ball. The roar of the crowd tells you it's in. Long pass for Sales. Down the floor, Keaton McElhaney. He beat Rushi to the basket and was fouled. Going in strong, two free throws for him after the three ball by Cordonia of the Raiders. 35-33, Rushi, 1:16 to go, third quarter. Two shots, Keaton McElhaney, Versailles. The first is in and out. Tell you what, the rims have not been kind.
No, they haven't, and the ball was up on the rim when the horn went off, and hopefully that didn't affect the fact that the ball didn't drop down.
Second shot, Keaton McElhaney, it rattles and stays home. It's good. 35-34. Rushi up one, 1:08 to go, third quarter. Right corner, Trevor Monin. Gives it up to Counts. Goes baseline. Shut up a Niekamp. Out high to Tebby. On him, Konapke. Tebby in the lane, almost walked. Gave it up to Cordonier, deep left corner. Goes baseline. A little teardrop, short. Rebound volleyballed and taken off the window by Kanapke of Versailles. Outlet to Wendell. Ruschi up one. 42 seconds to go, third quarter. Right side custom border. And he's hooked on the play by A. Raider.
I think that's going to be 1-1.
Wow. Seven straight fouls on Ruschi after Versailles was charged with the first four of the third quarter. Custom Borders got the 1-1 for the Tigers. If he makes both, Versailles leads with three. Way short, though. Rebound tipped. It's on the deck. One, two, three, four, five players are there. And by arrow, Ruschi gets it. 37.5 remaining here in the third. At the end of the third quarter, we will tell you all about Brookins and the Saturday Pork Chop Special.
Boy, with Kyle Arnes sitting the entire third quarter, Ruschi has only made up 3 points.
Yeah, and when you consider Justin's been at, what, half the game, Chuck?
Oh, yeah, easy.
24 seconds to go, third quarter, Ruschi up one. 25 feet away, it's Counts. Counts dribbles some more. Hands off to Cordagna. 14 seconds to go. Head coach Spencer Cordagna signals a play. Screen set by the Raiders. Tebby, top of the key. Wendell barrels right through it. It's a foul.
Yeah, Wendell just ran right through him.
12 and a half ticks left in the clock. 35-34, Ruschi. Brett McElnatty on the floor. He's guarding Cordagna at midcourt with 9 seconds to go. Cordagna runs right of the circle. Gives it to Counts. Head of the key. Running one-handed out of the lane. Blocked. Here's Versailles with a run out. 1 second left. Three ball. McElnatty. Buzzer. Good if it goes. It's short. No good. We played three quarters here at Ruschi. 35-34. Raiders over the Tigers by one. Well, Brookins has been a big-time fixture in downtown Fort Laramie since the late 1800s, when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local photos of sports teams right on the walls beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday night, like tonight, for instance. You see, your food is cooked very fresh at Brookins in Fort Laramie. Dale and Joyce Barnhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. And Brookins is also the ideal space for family gatherings, birthdays, wedding rehearsals, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. That spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Laramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. Versailles with the ball down a point. We start the fourth quarter. Outside the arc on the left, it's Keaton McElnatty. Now to Brett. Brett McElnatty gives it up on the play to Arnes. He's back on the floor. He starts the fourth quarter with a fadeaway 23-foot triple and drains it. 37-36. Two-point lead in favor of the Tigers, who are down one after three, but Justin Arnes connected right away. Tigers up a bucket. Top of the circle for Ruschi. It's Trevor Monin. Veers off to the right. Goes to Counts. Foul line extended left. To York at the foul stripe. To Monin. Down inside Cole Tebby. Oh, good move into the paint. Hop step and a jump blocked on the play by Arnes. And here come the Tigers away with the basketball. Foul backcourt on Ruschi. 1-1 for Versailles.
Good defense that time by Arnes. Blocked the shot, went straight up, didn't pick up his fourth foul.
Outstanding defense to force the takeaway. And then for the Versailles Tigers, A.J. Arnes was fouled. 6'3 sophomore at the stripe, 1-1. These are big. He hits it. And Versailles is up 38-35. Rushi Raiders led by a point, 35-34 after three. Orange missed that one, though. Tipped right back to him, to Brett McElnatty. Cross-court pass to Keaton McElnatty. Baseline drive, closed off, doesn't shoot. Now to Orange on the arc. Here he goes again. Rim, backboard, no good. Rebound is tipped away high off the glass, down into the arms of Debbie of Rushi. Three-point lead for Sales. 6:48 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Trevor Monin. Near side pass to Garrity. On top to York. Outside the arc on the left to Monin. Straight away Garrity. Jacks up a three. Good! Garrity ties it at 38. Big hoop right there. Oh, look out. Wendell down the floor. Storming toward the basket. Stripped on the play by Rushi. Raiders on the takeaway of Wendell. Up ahead to Trevor Monin. Near side Debbie. That was a monumental three by Garrity. It got Rushi even after Versailles had inched on top by 3 points. York, top of the circle, left side to Counts. 2 minutes gone, fourth quarter. Tied up at 38. Dribble drive, Counts nearly walked to the baseline, gave it to York. Spots up from 10. Good drive. Missed a gimme.
Wow.
Brett McElnatty with a rebound. Here comes Wendell midcourt. Counts almost double-teamed him. Baseline left to Keaton McElnatty. A late feed across the bottom of the paint to a teammate, and it's laid in by Harnes. A.J. Harnes got the bucket. Keaton McElnatty, nice assist. Trevor Monin 30 feet away with the ball for the Rushi Raiders, who get a timeout. Down but two is Rushi. 40-38 Tigers. Under six to play in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
And the Rushi Raiders trail the Versailles Tigers by two, 40-38. Spencer Cordonier for Rushi called a timeout moments ago. And now the Raiders, after the respite, throw it in. It's Cordonier at midcourt. Goes to Daypore, high left. Now to Garrity straight away. He made a three a minute ago to tie it up. And then A.J. Harnes got a gimme down inside, following a nice feed from Keaton McElnatty for Versailles. Here's Trevor Monin outside the lane to the right. Cross-court Daypore starts to drive around Orange. Shot deflected, picked up by Trevor Monin in the lane, and he hits a little baby three-footer. Trevor Monin, the guard for the Raiders, went down inside, got a big offensive rebound. Here's a steal by Rushi. Shot Daypore, no good. Trevor Monin's got the rebound. We're tied up at 40. 4:50 left in the game. Interception by Wendell of Versailles. Long lob down the floor to Konapke. He's dangerous behind the arc. Doesn't shoot. Gives it up to the trailer, Wendell. And here's Justin Orange right down the pike all the way to the rim. Good with the right hand. He's a lefty, but he tossed that one in with the right. Rushi down two again. Trevor Monin to Garrity near side. Right corner, Daypore. Swings it on top to Trevor Monin. Back to Daypore. They look inside for York. A.J. Orange on him. Raiders, last trip down, tried to attack. Justin Orange has got three fouls. Near side, Daypore. Ball high overhead. 4:12 to go in the game. Rushi down two. Left side pass, Trevor Monin. Back to the basket, York. Goes to work on A.J. Orange. Puts up a five-foot turnaround bank shot and buries it.
Aggressive play that time by York.
Yep. He was forceful down inside on the block. He tied the game at 42. Wendell at midcourt, long heave, low to the right to A.J. Arns. A wraparound pass for Kanapke, anticipated by Trevor Monnen, and he gets the swipe. The pickpocket by Monnen. Rushi has got the game tied with the ball. Baseline left, Garrity. To Daypour at midcourt, almost went over and back. Saved by Daypour. Gets it to Cordonier. Tiger fans wanted a violation. Here's York in the lane. Straight away, eight-footer, no good. Tipped in. Garrity got the basket. Rushi up two. And the Tigers heave it cross-court. Tipped on the play by the Raiders. It goes out of bounds. Rushi thought they had the ball, but Jake Garrity got a fingertip on it.
Raiders are just abusing Versailles on the boards tonight.
Exactly. 3 minutes and 16 seconds to go. It's getting late. Rushi's made the last two field goals down inside. One by York, one by Garrity. Hop, skip, and a jump. Here goes Arns in the lane. He's out of control. Justin Arns leaves his feet, misses the shot, a 10-footer, and he comes down flying right through a Rushi Raider defender. Offensive foul, Arns fourth.
Well, I guarantee you they talked about standing in there because he really goes tough to the basket, and if you tell your kids to stand there and take the charge, and it's worked out.
And he leaves his feet, Chuck. Justin Arns has got a habit of leaving his feet
exactly
well out on the floor. And as Rushi brings the ball to the half court, Versailles Tigers go for the steal out near the head of the key. Trevor Monnen is bumped around, and he's awarded the one and one. Up two is Rushi. Shot by Monnen. Yes. Rushi up three, 45-42. 3 minutes and a second to go here in the fourth.
Yeah, they can't afford to keep him. Even if he's got four, they have to have Arns back on the floor.
A.J. Arns comes off. Justin Arns with four fouls is back on. Justin's got four personal fouls, all of them of the offensive variety.
Three charges and one where he threw an arm out on a drive to the basket.
Exactly right. Both foul shots by Trevor Monnen, good. And Rushi with six straight points, leads by four. Here's a bad pass by Versailles. Rushi at midcourt, lost it. It's on the deck. York gobbles it up. And the Raiders throw it back out on top. Officials timeout. Wendell for Versailles, shake it up. Tell you what, Chuck, Rushi has done a nice job throughout the game, especially last few minutes, kind of laying in the bushes, anticipating those passes from Versailles and sneaking up on the Tigers, making some nice interceptions at a crucial stage in this game. 2 minutes, 44 seconds to go. Rushi's got the ball. Daypour, 25 feet away. Goes to Garrity on the arc. It's tipped away by Versailles. Goes into backcourt. And then Garrity gobbles it up. He loses it. It's over the line. And that's a violation. The referee, Johnny, on the spot again.
If he would have let it go in the backcourt and then went and got it, it would not have been. But he touched it, and that created the over and back.
Well, Perucci had a four-point lead in the ball and gave it up. Here's Wendell, midcourt for Versailles. 2:28 to go in the game. Left side, Justin Arns behind the arc, 25-footer. Wow, he's belted while shooting the shot, and he is rewarded with three at the stripe. Garrity got him big time. Three fouls on Jake. Team foul number nine on Rushi. Double bonus the rest of the way for the Tigers. Three free throws here for Justin Arns. 46-42 Rushi. 46-43 Rushi. Free throw number two for Justin Arns. Feet at the foul stripe, about 2 feet apart. 46-44 Rushi, Mr. Automatic.
Big possession by the Raiders that time. 4 point lead in the ball and could not get a shot off.
Exactly. And that was with a little over 2.5 to go. Free throw number three by Justin Arns. Uh-oh, it's short, no good. Rebound tip to A.J. Arns. Back up real strong, no good. Rebound down inside, but Justin Arns got it, and a foul. Rushi out-rebounded that time by Versailles.
which attacked the glass. You talk about all-out hustle by Justin Arns. Missed his third free throw, eventually got the rebound, and scored, was fouled, missed another foul shot, though. 46-46.
They're under 50% as a team tonight.
My goodness, Justin Arns missed two right there. Over Sales would be up a bucket. Instead, we're knotted at 46, 2 minutes to go. Here's York, baseline right. He's off the shot. Oh, my goodness. Josh York was defended well. A 10-footer in traffic. It was a horse shot. Here's Arns, top of the circle for Versailles. Way off to the right. Rebound down inside by Arns. Jump ball. Grushy's got the arrow.
Well, I'll tell you what, he didn't make the shot, but what hustle by Arns to go get that shot again.
Now, you've said many times, Chuck, the shooter knows where it's going to go.
Exactly. You should.
48-46, Rushi up two. Long pass down the floor to Counts. He starts to drive, throws it back out on top. Rushi's in the 1-on-1. Seven fouls on Versailles. A minute 38 to go. 48-46, Rushi. Garrity, top of the key. Into the post to York. And what do we have? A.J. Arns is riding York's back. 1-1 Raiders.
That shot by York the last time down. Arns had his hand all over the basketball. At the last second, York got the ball away from his hand and made the shot.
It was a miracle move.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, no way can you practice that.
No.
It was spontaneous. In the heat of the moment, Josh York made one heck of a play. That gave Rushi a two-point lead. York's got the 1-1. Front rim, back rim, it trickles home. He's got it. 49-46, Rushi. A minute 33 to go, fourth quarter. Tevi back on the floor for Counts for the Raiders. Second free one upcoming. Josh York, one, two, three dribbles. It is good. He swished it. 50-46, Rushi. 90 seconds to go. Here comes Wendell, midcourt for Versailles. Got him at Trevor Monin. Outside the arc of the left, it goes to McElnatty. Drives baseline. Fall away, 10-footer. Missed it long, no good. Rebound by Tebby, but he can't cradle it to his chest. It goes out of bounds.
Two Raiders were fighting over the rebound.
Minute 20 to go. Versailles' ball, right of the goal. Four-point lead Raiders. Brett McElnatty to Wendell. Justin Arns, open floor, fade away, 19-footer, a long deuce, good!
My goodness.
Wow. Time out, Tigers, a minute 14 left. It's 50-48 in favor of Rushi. Back shortly on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwa, Northwest State and Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Rushi, Raiders possession. 74 seconds to go. Raiders up two, 50-48. Rushi ball into the floor. Versailles has been troubling at the free throw line, Chuck.
Yeah, they're 10-21, and Rushi's going to have to take care of the ball and make free throws here to win the basketball game.
That'll be the recipe for success. Here's a near steal by Versailles at midcourt. Counts almost lost it. He was doubled from the backside. Ball fed down inside to York. It's knocked all around. Volleyball into the corner. York has it stripped, gets it back. And then out of trouble to Cordano with 50 seconds left. Versailles will have to foul. Versailles had two or three chances to nearly take it away. Almost got it done. Didn't quite. Rushi runs clock.
38 seconds to go. Counts drives, top of the key, hooks it to Grodonier, to Counts, baseline left to York in the lane, thought about shooting, didn't. Down to a half minute to go. Trevor Monin's tied up at midcourt, and let's see, Rushi got a timeout, I think, with 28.5 remaining.
Wow.
Up a two.
That was a very shaky possession, but somehow they continued to possess the basketball.
Rushi threw it in, Chuck, with over a minute to go, and that was about as frenetic a, 40 or 45 seconds or so of trying desperately to take care of the ball, not shoot, avoid getting fouled, avoid turning it over, almost did three or four times, and at the very end, mission accomplished, we're down to 28.5, ball out of bounds to Rushi, which will have to get it in play.
Now, they do have a timeout left, so they have the ability to get the basketball in. If they don't, they can call a timeout.
Rushi up by 2, 50-48. Hope you've enjoyed it. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, new location in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News. Rushi inbounding in backcourt, Breck McElnatty almost steals. He got a hand on a loose ball, picked up by Grodonier, and then McElnatty wraps his arms around him at the opposite end of the floor from the basket. Tell you what, Chuck, if that's at midcourt, or the player is making progress toward his goal, that could be intentional.
Well, I tell you what, Rushi dodged one heck of a bullet because, A, they threw the ball towards Versailles' basket.
Yep.
It was tipped away. That was just almost an assist. And he did a great job of going down there and getting the basketball. Grodonier, great hustle play to go get it.
A near steal by Brett McElnatty. At the free throw line for Rushi is Dylan Grodonier. He's got a 1-1, 19 foul on Versailles, and he makes it. He gets the bonus. Second shot, Dylan in the air for the four-point lead. Good! 52-48. 26.7 to go. Wendell in backcourt for Versailles. Races up the right side over the timeline. Gives it up to Brett McElnatty ahead of the key. Near side, Justin Arns. A long one. A 25-foot three ball. No good. Rebound by York. Stripped on the play by Versailles. Shot pumped up. No good for the Tigers. Rebound, Rushi. Foul by a black shirt. 5.8 to go.
Oh, it's going to be more than that. They ran about 4 seconds off the clock.
So it should have stopped at nearly what?
I think it's closer to 8.
8.2 says the clock now.
Yeah.
Well, the Rushi Raiders dodged a bullet because Versailles missed a long shot. Had a good look on the rebound. Raiders finally ripped it away with 8.2 to go. Trevor Monin fouled in backcourt. Rushi up 4. Double bonus. Shot is good. 53-48 Raiders.
7-for-7 from the free throw line of the Raiders. We said they needed to make free throws to win the game. They are.
And that is a beautiful recipe for success down the stretch in any close game. Good again. 54-48. Rushi up by 6. 5 seconds to go. Three ball. Straight away. Wendell for Sales. Got it. Timeout, Tigers. 2.8 remaining. It's not over till it's over.
Well, I mean, okay, they do have a chance because Rushi's got to get the basketball in. They have a timeout. But you throw it in, you cover up, and then you go down here. And even if you don't make either one of your free throws, they're going to have about 2 seconds to go the length of the court to try to tie it. So one free throw here after they get the ball in wins the game.
Well, it's been a heart stopper. We knew it would be.
The Rushi Raiders have only beaten Versailles once in the last seven meetings, and the Raiders are on the cusp of getting it done here tonight. Rushi's led, what, 98% of this game, Chuck?
Yep, they have. I mean, and Versailles started to get a little bit. I mean, they went up like, what, three? Is that, what's their biggest lead in the game? Three or four, maybe?
Let's see. Versailles, I think 3 points.
It wasn't very much.
No, 3 points. Yeah, Versailles had a very scant three-point lead in the second half of this game. Rushi was up five at one point, 32-27. Rushi had a possession up four with 2.5 to go and gave it right back. Rushi up three, 2.8 to go. Inbound and Garrity gets it on the play to Cordonier. Nobody guards him. Cordonier loops it long down to four. The clock runs out while the ball is floating to the other end of the court. That was a good idea. And it's over. It's over. And the Rushi Raiders fans mob the floor as Rushi nips Versailles 54-51 in a thriller. Well, you can tell the Rushi Raiders wanted this game badly. It's not very often Rushi knocks off Versailles. Has happened only once in the last seven seasons. Rushi, from start to finish, took it to Versailles tonight. Got the Tigers in early foul trouble. And as you said, Chuck, down the stretch, Versailles took care of the ball just enough. Did turn it over occasionally. Of course, tonight, both teams played great defense. There were turnovers. But Rushi got the ball inbounds there at the end. Threw it up the floor. Time expired. That was it. Rushi with free throws in the fourth. What, eight for eight?
13 for 16 for the game.
Wow. Eight of eight for Rushi in the fourth. And as you say, Chuck, only three missed foul shots in 16 attempts. Meanwhile, Versailles was below 50-50 on the game from the free throw line. Versailles Tigers led 13-10 after one. Or I should say Rushi led 13-10 after one. Versailles got a buzzer-beating dunk by Brett McElhenney to take a two-point lead, 25-23 at the half. Rushi was up one, 35-34 at the end of three. And the Raiders prevail, staving off Versailles by a score of 54-51. Tigers had to play, what, half the game tonight without Justin Arns?
Yep, and he scored 16 points. I mean, he's a terrific basketball player. I think that the crowd and the situation got into the Versailles kids' heads more than it did Rushi tonight.
Home court advantage.
Well, yep, I mean, they couldn't see the kids because they're all camouflaged. They weren't sure who was yelling at them. But a terrific game. I mean, it doesn't have to be 78-77 to be a great basketball game. This was an intense, hard-fought game.
And I'll tell you what won the game for me tonight, Chuck, was Rushi's defense standing tall and strong and attracting those offensive charging fouls committed by Versailles all night long. There were four on Arns alone.
And all the block shots.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, when we get to Clancy's here in a second, I know York did not have a fabulous offensive game. He did score 11 points, and he had 6 points in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
But defensively, that kid was a monster inside. And Jake Garrity, 10 points. He hit the big three when Versailles had taken the three-point lead. He came down and hit the three that tied it back up. That was huge.
Yep.
And then you talk about Trevor Monnet, stood out there and hit four straight free throws to keep pushing the lead back out to double digits or to possession, which was huge.
Yes, indeed. And on the Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supply scoreboard, it is 54-51 Rushi at the end of this game here tonight. What a victory for the Rushi Raiders. Chuck, let's highlight the scoring. Perhaps you've already done so.
Well, we had Justin Arns had 16. They got 10 from Brett McElhenney. I thought he had a terrific game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
They got 9 from Kanapke, and they got 8 from Wendell, that 3 at the buzzer. On the other side, Rushi had 3 guys in double figures. They got 11 from York. They got 10 each from Cordonier and Jake Garrity. They got 7 from Counts, and they got 7 from Monin. and he scored six of those seven in the fourth quarter. He was outstanding tonight down the stretch.
Raiders with very good balance. Two players in double figures, as you say, right at 10. Versailles had a couple young men, in fact, three hit their per-game averages here in this game tonight, in McIldowney and Wendell and Kanapke. But Justin Arnes, averaging 23 a game, held seven below that mark here tonight.
Well, I'm going to give Versailles credit, because when you got your go-to guy, when you got the guy you run your offense through, and he spends half the night sitting on the bench and is still saddled for the fact that he's got those fouls, so he can't be as aggressive. I thought they did a nice job with the five on the floor of running their offense and doing the things that kept them into it right down to the buzzer.
Yeah, that gives you an idea how deep, how good this Versailles team is. Tigers have played a little more stringent schedule than Rushi this year. Take nothing away from the Raiders. Win number 14 in 17 tries on the season here tonight. Versailles Tigers go down to their fifth loss. Tigers now 11-5 on the year. Versailles has dropped three of its last four to Fort Recovery, Lima Central Catholic tonight here to Rushi after winning last night over Marion Local. Rushi back into action next Friday in a game at Houston, back into Shelby County League warfare. Meanwhile, the Versailles Tigers have got a weeknight game coming up on Tuesday at home against Tippecanoe, then at a good Coldwater club next Friday evening.
Well, Tip City's no slouch either.
No. And that's what I mean by schedule strength. Boy, Versailles has played Dunbar and Chaminade already this year.
And as you know, I mean, I'm sorry, but boy, these young men have to turn around and on Tuesday night, after losing three straight tough games, and play again against a really good basketball team. So it's going to be Coach McIldowney. He's got his hands full getting them back into this thing.
And let me footnote all of this by saying Versailles is Division III, Rushi Division IV.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Great game tonight. Versailles eked out the preliminary contest, the JV game, by 4, 45-41. Rushi takes the nightcap, the varsity tilt, and the 3, 54-51. Heck of a game it always is. Three times out of four, this is a nail-biter right down to the last possession or two. No different here tonight. Photo finish. Rushi deserved to win it, leading for the majority of this game for certain. I think probably less than 90 seconds did Versailles have leads in this contest. Once but 3 points. Rushi led by 3 here at the close. Raiders were up by 5 very briefly in the third. Led by 4 a couple times down the stretch. But clutch plays by the Raiders late in this game. Crucial free throw shooting. The defense outstanding. The rebounding exceptional, as you said. Josh York, Chuck used the word monster. Oh, that's a very accurate description. He was just that, especially in the fourth and final period. York was darned and determined.
Well, they out-rebounded him 27-22 and held Versailles to 4 offensive rebounds for the game.
Wow.
Rushi had 9. That was the free throws and rebounding what won the basketball game tonight for the Raiders.
Yeah, opportunities at second chance points for Versailles, virtually none. Limited by the Rushi Raiders on the glass. Are Clancy Star of the Game recipients again?
Well, we're going to have to. I've added one while we were chatting. On the Versailles side, because I think he deserves it, Brett McIldowney, 10 points, was terrific tonight. And on the Rushi side, Josh York and Jake Garrity and Trevor Monin. So I can't split it up, and I know Clancy's won't care.
The Wapak Avenue in Sydney is Clancy's. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic.
fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Hey, Chuck, we loved it. Two fine games here today on scoresbroadcast.com. Earlier this afternoon, Hannah Girls had to work very hard right down to the end to hold off Middletown-Madison 53-46. Excellent game. Hannah, third ranked in the state in girls Division III, had to prove it this afternoon.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, Middletown-Madison missing their point guard and their leading scorer, but they did some terrific stuff. They had a sophomore guard, Runner, was that her name, Runner?
Reynolds.
Yep. Yeah, she was tough. I was impressed with them, and then tonight, my goodness, this was a war. And when we talked about, you know, the team that can keep their composure, and Rushi, probably because of the crowd, probably because of the fact that they kept getting the lead and the breaks seemed to be going their way, kept their cool better than Versailles did tonight. And that was one of the differences in a basketball game.
Yeah, tell the Pittsburgh Steelers and Cincinnati Bengals, when under stress, close the game with poise.
There you go. And that's a good thing, but, it's... Thank God the Steelers aren't still playing, and sorry if I made anybody angry out there.
Whew, what a doubleheader today here on scoresbroadcast.com. Two superb games. Glad you could join us for all the exciting action. And we've got more for you on Tuesday. We travel to New Knoxville, and the girls on the road against a quality MAC opponent. Division III Anna, Division IV New Knoxville. It should be a fine contest. It's a rivalry that has not existed much in the past. Anna's got New Knoxville on its schedule. The schools are pretty close, and it should be a good encounter. Two good teams. Anna's record, of course, far better than New Knoxville, which plays in the MAC. But the Rangers are dangerous. The starting five is rock solid. Anna's got its hands full. Rockets go into that game 16-1. Tip-off 7:30, webcast time 7:10 on Tuesday night. Well, eventually we have to sign off. It happens.
It's time to go. In a long day. These Saturday nights, if the game isn't like this, I start to nod a little bit. Believe me, I was in this one all the way to the end.
No nodding off this evening. Not whatsoever. For Rhett Jesher, scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McVie alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, I'm Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Rushi, where the Raiders have defeated the Versailles Tigers by 3, 54-51.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.